speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 29th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we have history rewritten. I find this to be a very, not only very interesting story for anybody who likes history. I mean, I find history, real history, to be far more fascinating than any fiction that's dreamed up by Hollywood. And while everybody's watching the Avengers, I haven't gone to see the Avengers sequel. So I've got no spoilers to tell you about that. So you don't have to attack me, physically attack me as they did some people outside the theater. No, I don't dwell in the fictional world. It's one of the reasons why I question what the government is always telling us. And we've now had a lie that has stood for 154 years, a venerated lie about the assassination of President Lincoln that has now been dispelled with forensic evidence. We had people who were investigators, historians, people who did the hard work, who talked to the witnesses. Oh, but they were just conspiracy theorists. Nobody was allowed to question the official story about the assassination of President Lincoln until they did. I mean, we had even 24 years ago, we had a judge shutting down people's efforts to get forensic evidence to validate what their research had told them about what had happened to John Wilkes Booth. And so we're going to go over that today. We're also going to take a look at how the government is trying to assassinate Julian Assange, beginning with lies, of course. I mean, that is where we should really be focused on. And so if we don't understand history, we will, again, repeat it, because we'll continue to be fooled by the same people who have been coming after us all along. And while we see the government now beginning with their lies to say, well, we just want to talk to Julian Assange about, you know, a minor charge. It would be 5 years in prison. Well, he's already been in prison for nearly 7 years. And, of course, the statute of limitations had expired, so they added some bogus conspiracy charges to extend that statute of limitations. And now, as we all suspected, there are other charges that they're alluding to as they try to do interviews of people that would put him in jail for life or would execute him under the 1917 Espionage Act. That was a piece of legislation that the Obama administration, you know, we had Joe Biden say, we had no scandals whatsoever in the Obama administration. Let's see, there was Benghazi, everything that happened in Libya, and then what happened to the American personnel there on the ground afterwards. I mean, the very fact that that war was started should be a scandal, but of course, that type of thing isn't a scandal anymore in Washington. No problem. So you had the Libyan war, you had the Benghazi massacre of Americans, where they took a powder on that. You had the drone assassination lists, and on and on. And, but don't pay any attention to any of that stuff. We'll talk about that coming up as well. And we'll also talk about how Google is helping the U.S. government to violate your privacy. You know, we've got self-absorbed journalists over the weekend with a correspondents' dinner talking about how, President Trump might be coming to arrest me. My little boy asked, Daddy, is President Trump going to arrest you? Well, you might have asked that question of Obama. That was one of the scandals that Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about. I think it's scandalous that during the 8 years of Obama, he came after more journalists and whistleblowers than every other president over the last 100 years combined. I think that is a scandal. But the White House Correspondents' Dinner never seemed to notice that. I mean, we talked about that many times here at InfoWars. They never seemed to notice that. That's a bit of a scandal, and it's a bit self-absorbed, isn't it, to ignore the fact that Julian Assange has been in prison and may be executed. But they don't care about that, because he tells the truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 29th, year of our Lord 2019. A lie that has existed for 154 years has now been exposed. Now, many people told the truth. They did the investigation. They talked to the witnesses. They put together the pieces. They were labeled conspiracy theorists. When they tried to get forensic evidence, they were shut down as recently as 1995, 24 years ago, by a judge. Said, no. You're not going to look at the body. You're going to go with the official story. It's done. It's in the textbooks. All the kids have learned the history. This is the official story. Don't question the official story. If you do, you're a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. Well, the truth has now come out about John Wilkes Booth. And let me tell you the truth. It's pretty amazing, this story, as we go through it. Will the South rise again? I don't know. But I do know that the government lies again. That's for certain. That always happens. You remember John Wilkes Booth, the actor? No doubt about it. Shot President Lincoln in the back of the head in Ford Theater, then jumped down to the stage, injured his leg as he shouted, "Sic semper tyrannis," thus always to tyrants. He was on the run. He managed to escape because he was an actor, even though he was the most famous actor of his day. So I don't know, what would we do with this? This would be kind of like Tom Hanks assassinating President Trump, except he's probably a better actor than Tom Hanks, because I don't know if Tom Hanks could master a disguise and slip through the lines after assassinating a president. But John Wilkes Booth did. He got out of town. And the aftermath of what happened around people that supposedly helped him, and even people who were tangentially involved in it, was something of a long-time scandal if you read the history books. But they were out for bear, and they were going after anybody and everybody that was even tangentially connected to John Wilkes Booth. But he escaped out of Washington. History tells us that when he refused to surrender, they located him in a barn, Virginia barn. When he refused to surrender, they set the barn on fire. They saw a guy, they said, somebody moving about on a crutch inside. And he taunted them. He said, "Draw up and we'll shoot it out," you know, that type of thing. Well, they shot him, sniper shot him. And they set fire to the barn. Reported that there was no doubt that they had John Wilkes Booth. But the people who were there at the site said, it doesn't really look like him at all. There's no media, no pictures taken. We just had the testimony of the people who were staking their reputation and their career on capturing this assassin. Now, fast forward 154 years, we have new technology. And even though you had a judge refuse to allow the body to be exhumed, there is new technology of doing photographic identification. It's not DNA testing, but they can do it very accurately. So what they did was they had pictures of a man that they believed was John Wilkes Booth. They believed that he went to Texas, assumed the name of John St. Helen. And they had a picture of that man in 1877. Of course, there were plenty of pictures of John Wilkes Booth as the actor in 1865. And then they had a third picture, 1902, a guy named David E. George. that was in, where was it he went to? I think it was in Oklahoma that he went to. And they looked at these pictures and they said, well, they look a lot alike. There's a lot of people who knew these individuals who believed after the fact that it really was John Wilkes Booth. So they'd like to have that identified. Well, there's new facial recognition technology that does things like look at the distance between the eyes and so forth, things like that, that aren't going to change as you age. It's kind of interesting. You know, as I see my old classmates, pictures of my old classmates from high school and so forth, there's certain things that pretty much everything has changed. The hair's changed, the weight's changed, the wrinkles have changed. But you can still see in the eyes and the nose and other things. You can say, yeah, that's that that guy or that girl I knew, right? Well, that's what they do with the photographic technology. Now, the picture that they had from 1902 of the man who had died at that point in time, that picture, they came in within 1% error. 1% error. This was a project that was done by the Discovery Channel. And they said that the photo of George, the guy who died in 1902, was nearly a perfect match. It was in the top 1% in terms of matching facial features. And they said that that more than qualifies in a court of law. In a court of law, you have to get within a top 5%. The other picture, the one from 1877, the guy in Texas, St. Helens, that was damaged, had to be repaired, but it still came in the top 3%. And again, the standard is the top 5% to convict somebody in court. And so when you look at this, as one person says, it sounded like a crazy conspiracy theory. But when we looked at it, it raised legitimate questions. It said from the beginning, people who had seen the body at the barn questioned the official account, but the government is going to shut all that stuff down, right? They said he doesn't look at anything at all like John Wilkes Booth. That's why people start investigating. You know, it doesn't look like you could have three buildings fall in their footprint when there's just two planes. As a matter of fact, we've never seen a steel skyscraper fall right in its footprint. That's really strange. And one of those buildings wasn't even hit, Building 7. And that building was announced 20 minutes before it fell by the BBC reporter. And you could see the building over her shoulder. So, we questioned the official story, and it may take 150 years to find out who did it, but we're going to find out who did it. And we're going to find out who destroyed our Constitution in the process as well. I think I know. But it's one thing to know, and it's another thing to prove it. Now they've proven it with John Wilkes Booth. Nate Orlewick, a historian who believes it wasn't Booth who soldiers surrounded and killed, said, "The government told us that Booth was caught and killed, and traditional historians went along with it. They fell down on the job." Well, they didn't fall down on the job. They fell down at the feet of the government and worshiped it. That's what they did. They ridiculed those of us who toiled for decades to disprove the hoax. We were right. John Wilkes Booth got away. 99% likelihood that George is Booth, and now history needs to be rewritten. He got away. He lived for another 38 years. He died at the age of 64. So just keep that in mind. We look at the lies that the government is throwing about constantly, not just 9/11, but of course now coming after Julian Assange, who never told us a lie. He told us the truth about government. That's why they want to get rid of him. We have a U.S. watchdog says that the Pentagon has now classified, quote, almost every metric gauging success or failure in Afghanistan. This is the guy who is the special inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. His name is John Sopko. He said that President Trump's much touted airstrike operations against Afghan Taliban heroin and opium labs were a failure, a waste of resources, matching what other independent assessments had said. In February, Pentagon revealed the Trump administration quietly ended that program. And what was then described as an unprecedented move, former President Obama's administration in 2015 classified information concerning Afghan security forces, strengths, salaries, training, equipment, infrastructure, anti-corporation measures, and other matters. Now the Trump administration has owned this as well. Now they are lying to us as well about what is going on in Afghanistan. The real issue is not whether or not we're going to win or lose that war, but how are we going to get out of there? gracefully. The fact of the matter is that the Taliban controls most of the country. They're lying to us even about that. They will show a map showing the territory that is controlled by the Taliban, but then they will spin the data statistically. It isn't that, you know, they're giving us different sets of data. They're giving us different interpretations of the same data. And their interpretation is an obvious spin and a lie. That's why they want to get Julian Assange. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you how they have upped the war against Julian Assange. And then I want to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and talk about these self-serving, self-absorbed journalists who have nothing to say about Julian Assange. It's amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout and Ultimate Sleep Aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Everybody's talking about how the Avengers sequel is going to end. And yet, we just had a surprise ending to a 154-year-old lie told to us by the American government about the capture and execution of John Wilkes Booth. Didn't happen. And I'm sorry if you're just joining us, I'm not going to go back over that again. But let's talk about the ending of the Afghanistan war. Will it ever end? Who knows? You know, we've had generals brag that we're going to be there for another 20 years. And I said from the beginning, there's a couple of reasons that we're there. It doesn't have so much to do with the Taliban as it does with the lithium. That's what's used in car batteries. Of course, they could also put it in your water to calm you down. But it's probably the car battery issue that they want, that and other rare earth minerals. Of course, it was also very convenient for them to have a lot of opium-related products. Opium production skyrocketed after we got there. You want to talk about Iran-Contra? That's nothing compared to what we did in Afghanistan. They've got almost this 90-plus percent of the world's opium coming out of Afghanistan after we got there. And, of course, you remember the pictures that Geraldo Rivera had of U.S. troops guarding the poppy fields. So what's going on? I thought we're supposed to eradicate this stuff. Don't we, you know, drugs bad. We've got to eradicate drugs. Yeah, they were guarding it and increasing it. And they said, well, we have to do this because the economy will collapse if we don't do this, right? And so much for the war on drugs. It's always the Pentagon, it's always the CIA, the biggest suppliers of drugs, the ones who created crack cocaine, along with Oliver North, that son of a gun who was the president of the NRA, I said at the time, I said, what in the world are they doing? It's kind of like President Trump bringing in Rex Tillerson into his organization and McMaster and Kelly and the Goldman Sachs bankers. You look at this and go, what are they thinking? This is going to result in disaster. And it did in all these cases. Now you've got Oliver North after a year. He's tearing up the NRA. Did everything, I guess, except to start shipping crack cocaine. So we'll see what kind of damage Oliver North does to the NRA. But getting back to Afghanistan, we've spent $132 billion in nation building in Afghanistan. Now, remember President Trump said we need what? $20, $30 billion or something? I think he took it down even less than that. No. Can't have a cent to protect our country. But we can try to rebuild Afghanistan with $132 billion while we allow our country to be destroyed. And it's not just for lack of a wall. As I've said many times, a wall is important to keep people out of our corrupt Justice Department system, the catch and release system that's been put in by judges. And again, if President Trump wants to do something to protect our country, he's going to have to confront the judiciary. Or build a wall. And since he's not going to build a wall, he's going to pretend that he's stopped from doing anything. He can't use the military to protect our country. But we can use the military in Afghanistan. We can stay there for, what is it now, 18 years? We can spend $132 billion, but not a cent, to protect our country. And as the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Sopko, said, almost every indice, every metric for success or failure is either classified or non-existent. Over time, it's been classified or it's no longer being collected, reports The Hill. He said, embarrassing things tend to get classified in this town in Washington, D.C. The only people who don't know what's going on are the people who are paying for all of this, and that's the American taxpayer. That's what he said to The Military Times. And the same inspector general said to Defense One, he says, I don't think any of this makes sense. The Afghan people know which districts are controlled by the Taliban. The Taliban obviously knows which districts they control. Our military knows it. Everybody in Afghanistan knows it. What do they know? They know the Taliban is in control of Afghanistan, not the U.S. They said the only people who don't know what's going on are the people who are paying for all this, and that's the American taxpayer. Despite nearly $9 billion in American taxpayer funds devoted to counter-narcotics in Afghanistan since the war began in October 2001, the South Asian country remains the world's top supplier of opium and heroin, reports Breitbart. Now that is a very mild understatement. It's not just the top supplier. It's nearly, as I said, nearly 100%. And even though they put $9 billion in there to do it, well, it's not a failure. This was the plan all along. So you might think that the war on drugs is an abject failure after 49 years, and we have a bigger drug problem than we ever did. If you think that, you're not paying attention. You don't understand the purpose of the war on drugs. The purpose of the war on drugs is to take down this country and to take down our legal system and to make drug use more widespread. It's done all of those things. It's created organized crime cartels, given them monopolies. They knew this would all happen. They saw it all before with the war on alcohol. It was a UN plan to destroy countries, and it's worked very effectively. So as we look at all of this and we say, well, every one of these indices, every metric has either been classified or is no longer being collected. That, folks, is why we have WikiLeaks, because it would tell us the truth when our government lied to us. Lied to us about the things that are happening now, not just the lie that they perpetrated for 154 years. About the assassination of President Lincoln. No, they lied to us about every single thing. And they've been lying about what they want to do with Julian Assange. A letter sent by the Department of Justice to a former WikiLeaks staff member reveals the U.S. officials are attempting to put together a case against Julian Assange based on the Espionage Act that could result in life in prison or even the death penalty, reports Zero Hedge. The letter to a former WikiLeaks spokesman for the intent of requesting an interview outlined, quote, possible violations of the U.S. federal criminal law regarding an unauthorized receipt and dissemination of classified information. Well, I mean, you could apply that same lifetime prison sentence or death sentence to Hillary Clinton, because isn't that what she did with her violation of national security? In both the level of secrets and the quantity of secrets that were released by Hillary Clinton. But no, they're going to ignore that. A federal grand jury member released the indictment against Julian Assange. They said, well, we're looking for him for something he could do 5 years in prison. And then statute of limitations had already passed on that. He had already been more than 5 years in prison in the Ecuadorian embassy. So then they lied about that. They had some trumped up charges, if you will. To make this into something that's more serious so they could extend the statute of limitations. And now we find out they've got, as we always knew all along, they've got other things in mind for Julian Assange because he told the truth about their lies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The amazing, self-serving, self-absorbed comment made by one of the people speaking there got very serious. Usually they open up with comedy. No, he got very serious and delivered a, as many people called it, a dark sermon. I think that's the right way to describe this. So I want to talk about that. Also coming up, we're going to talk about not only the Passover shooting that happened this weekend and other gun control issues, but it's very inconvenient for the New York Times that just prior to this Passover shooting, they had done an amazingly racist anti-Semitic cartoon that harkens back to Nazi propaganda. Absolutely amazing what they did, but not really surprising if you remember their history of racism. Hiring Sarah Jeong. Remember that? It's the first time that Candace Owens really got a lot of national publicity was when she took that racist writer that they brought into their editorial staff, looked at the tweets that she had about white people and said, what if we were to substitute for white people? What if we were to put in black people or Jews into those? How does that strike you then when we put those groups in there? Well, evidently they didn't have a problem with it. They certainly didn't have a problem putting Jews in there because now they've done it on their international
International Print Magazine. We're going to show you that cartoon coming up here in just a moment. But I don't want to leave the other members of the press alone for very long. And we've got to take a look at what President Trump said about vaccines over the weekend. Very alarming, very alarming. In combination with his reversal at the border, his total, he hasn't reversed. He's still saying that he wants to protect the border, or actually he's saying that he wants Mexico to protect the border. He wants the Democrats to protect the border. He's not going to protect the border with the military. But he will try to protect Afghanistan and Syria. He'll try to get rid of Iran. He'll do everything everywhere else, but not here in America. Exactly the opposite of what we voted for. And now we get into the vaccine issue. So I'm going to take a look at that because that really hits home. That really hits home. I mean, the other stuff should hit home as well if we really understand what is going on with the endless foreign wars and what President Trump said as a candidate. But it's also difficult to swallow this new medicine that is coming out of the Trump administration. And we're going to take a look at that. Have to take a look at that. WikiLeaks, again, is saying that they believe that the Justice Department, based on what they wrote, a letter that they wrote to someone requesting an interview, former spokesperson for WikiLeaks, they said that they're looking at violations of the Espionage Act. Well, if that's it, that's a completely different situation of what they've told everybody they want Julian Assange for. And it also means that they could go after life in prison or the death penalty for that. And yet, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we have, and I'll play for you some of the comments of Oliver Knox. He is the president of the White House Correspondents Association. And this guild, if you will, of people who have their, they have their precious little monopoly on access to the White House. And they never talked about any of the scandals of the Obama administration. That's why Joe Biden can say, well, we didn't have any. Right? Didn't have any because the White House correspondents didn't talk about any of them. We did. We remember. But they pretended that nothing happened. Here's the comments from the president of the White House Correspondents Association, his, some of his opening remarks about how his poor life is on the line. Nothing at all about Julian Assange. Here's Knox.
And that's because February 2017 is when the president of the United States called us the enemies of the people. A few days later, I was driving my then 11-year-old son somewhere, probably soccer practice, when he burst into tears and asked me, is Donald Trump going to put you in prison? At the end of a family trip to Mexico, he mused that if the president tried to keep me out of the country, quote, at least Uncle Josh is a good lawyer and he'll get you home. Hey, Uncle Josh. I've had to tell my family not to touch packages on our stoop. My name is on a statement criticizing the president for celebrating a congressman's criminal assault on a reporter. I've had death threats, including one this week. Too many of us have. It shouldn't need to be said in a room full of people who understand the power of words, but fake news and enemies of the people are not pet names, punchlines, or presidential.
Now, these are the people applauding themselves who want to shut down InfoWars, who want to silence anybody that they disagree with, and then they are whining. These whining liberals, whining, I might be arrested. Well, Julian Assange spent 7 years for telling the truth, that these people wouldn't tell you, wouldn't do an investigation of the White House, of the Obama White House, or of the Trump White House. They wouldn't do any investigation like WikiLeaks would. And for that, he's been in prison. For that, he is now being held in essentially the British version of Guantanamo Bay without any medical care. He's being held in very harsh conditions. People who know him are concerned about his life even there, but then they're also concerned that the U.S. government will not just imprison him for life, but that they will execute him. And these people in their little protected enclave of privilege. Yeah, you talk about white privilege. Let's talk about White House correspondence privilege. This privileged group of journalists, this little guild, this little monopoly that they have. It's like, is Donald Trump going to put you in prison? I've been told I will never work in Washington again by both major parties. Stop whining. You pathetic. Tell the truth. Do what's right. and then take what comes out of it. That's what you have to do as a journalist. Which brings us to President Trump. And I can no longer cover for this son of a gun if he's going to say things like this. They have to get the shots. I saw this over the weekend, and I told my wife, so this is why they're leaving him alone in Washington. This is why George H.W. Bush, not just a puppet, but one of the leaders. Yeah, he's different from most of these presidents. Most of them are just puppets being manipulated by the military-industrial complex. He was one of their chief guys. And his attorney general, William Barr, I smelled something rotten when that guy went in. And, of course, all of a sudden, everything turns around. They're leaving Trump alone. He's just fine. But what do we got? We got President Trump pushing back against a War Powers Act, the Congress saying, you know, under the Constitution, we have the authority, and we're going to start executing it, to say that we don't have a war until Congress authorizes that. And President Trump vetoes that. He starts talking about going to Venezuela. He starts talking about a war with Iran. He starts doing everything that the military-industrial complex wants to do. And we have people like Lindsey Graham, Glenn Beck now is worshiping at his feet. What does that tell you? I remember the lies that Glenn Beck told about the Bundys at the Bundy Ranch. That guy is a snake. And when we see the military-industrial complex singing President Trump's praises, you know he's turned. And this is an example of it right here about vaccines. They have to get the shots. The vaccines are so important, said Trump. This is really going around now. They have to get their shots. Well, President Trump, as commander-in-chief, maybe you ought to take a look at your own ship, the USS Fort McHenry, that since December has been quarantined, even though 100% of the soldiers, of the sailors and Marines on board have been vaccinated at least once. Most of them have probably been vaccinated twice. Maybe they've been vaccinated three times because they probably got it again when they got in the military, just to be sure. 100% of them. And yet the MMR vaccine is not effective. What does that tell you? Boy, you've gone a long way, haven't we? From the hopes that President Trump would do something to stop the military-industrial complex that has this country, the American taxpayers, by the throat. To stop the big pharmaceutical companies that have this country by the throat. We'd even seen him talk to RFK Jr., who knows the truth, who has the courage to say the truth about vaccines. And now it looks like he is complicit in all of this. More on this when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for it. Well, here it's fine. If you've got the time, and I tend to get yourself in.
Welcome back, folks. If you want to support the broadcast, don't forget about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some specials for you there right now to make this a win-win situation. We have BrainForce Plus now, 25% off. And when you buy BrainForce Plus at 25% off, you also get Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, for free. Another special we have is Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together in combo for 50% off. And we have our annual shirt sale. We have apparel that is both shirts and hats and hoodies, new and classic designs on all those. You can get all of the clothing that we have there 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Libertarian. Also, I've got a YouTube channel now again. Libertarian is the name of that YouTube channel. Building it up by scratch. We'll see how long that lasts. But you can also find us on InfoWars.com /... David-Knight-Show. Again, those are the archives, individual reports, as well as the full broadcast each day. And we do thank our radio and TV stations for carrying us as well. Support those sponsors in your area. It's very important to have all of these different outlets out there at the time that they're trying to silence us. But as we're talking about archives, don't forget to take a look at the report that we had on Friday. On Friday, I had Dr. Kristen Camella in, along with Lori Gregory. They were talking about the fact that a very promising new stem cell treatment regime, it's a regenerative treatment, basically using your own body's stem cells to help your body to create new cells in different parts of your body to repair, not just to mask problems. You know, if you got a problem with joints or something like that, it's very easy to take opioids or other pharmaceutical products just to mask the symptoms. So we're talking about something that if it's effective, it actually heals it. And they've had some very good results with that. So good, as a matter of fact, that the big pharmaceutical companies want to shut this down along with the FDA. So they're coming after that to try to shut it down. That's the way it goes in Washington. And so along those lines, I want to talk about the vaccine panic that President Trump has now become a part of. And not just selling a panic, but mandating vaccines. You know, we look at what's going on in New York. We've had New York City coming after the Jewish community there that doesn't want to have their kids vaccinated. They've shut down several religious schools there. And I don't think that communities like the Orthodox Jewish community in New York City or the Amish communities and other places that don't want to get vaccines, I don't think that they should be forced. And I think if the government is going to come in and do that, you know, we want to try to live peacefully as much as it depends on us with the government. You know, one of the things you can do is move. You can get out of New York City. I can think of a million reasons why you would want to get out of New York City. That is a key one, because now they have ticketed 12 people because they didn't get measles vaccines. They can get a $1,000 fine for that. They took away the jail sentence. They thought that might be a little bit too bad of optics to have that, you know, throwing people in jail for that. Besides, you know, with these fines, they can fine you every day. It's like a parking ticket. They can give you a $1,000 ticket every day. And they've now started that. How shameful that is. How shameful that is. As Zero Hedge is pointing out about this, the CDC is warning, the longer these outbreaks continue, the greater the chance that measles will again get a sustained foothold in the United States. Well, you don't have herd immunity. Herd immunity cannot exist. Reuters gets it. Reuters even had an article saying, well, we're having to question really adult immunity because the immunity that we're getting from vaccines is temporary at best. At best. That's why we have to do it not once, but twice, maybe three times, maybe all your life. You just keep getting more and more shots from the vaccine companies. Whatever they tell us, we take. And they have no liability whatsoever if they damage anybody. That was taken away from them in 1986. That should tell you something, right? That should tell you something. You would think that it would tell President Trump something as well. And as they point out, no deaths have been recorded. Now, we look at Ebola. There's concerns at the Texas border about people coming in. They quarantined them. Major outbreak that started back up again in Africa. But we've had CDC bring in people in the past when there were outbreaks. Even though 65% and above of the people who get Ebola die, bleeding out of every orifice. Ah, it's not any problem. Look, you know, we got this guy. Oh, we're going to have the mayor or the town council guy go over there. No problem. But they freak out about measles. Why is that? You know, some people have circulated some memes of talking about the number of malaria cases here in the United States. Well, we've got more malaria cases a couple of weeks ago than we did of measles cases. Why aren't they talking about that? Well, because they don't have an effective anything that they could even claim to be halfway effective for malaria as a vaccine. They don't have an Ebola vaccine, so they're not talking about those diseases. They'll focus on measles because they can make money off of measles. And so they have President Trump. Here's the clip of President Trump talking about vaccines. And as the press pointed out, and Drudge had the story up, once a vaccine skeptic, President Trump has now changed his tune. Here's President Trump.
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shots.
Well, President Trump, maybe you ought to ask the people in the Navy, that ship that you command, the USS Fort McHenry that's been quarantined for months, even though 100% of the sailors and Marines have been vaccinated at least once, many of them, probably almost all of them, twice. Maybe you ought to ask them. And they have to get the shots. Do I have to do what you say, President Trump, on this? No, I don't. As a matter of fact, as I said before, we have to try to live peacefully. One way to do that is to get out of these crazy areas that think that they control our lives. Think that we don't have any freedom to make health choices about our lives. But if you make this a federal case, don't be surprised when you come to inject my family with formaldehyde and mercury if I don't try to inject your agents with lead. I've said that to Obama, and I'll say it to you, President Trump. You son of a gun. Why don't you get off of Twitter, turn off Fox News for a while they sell all the big pharma products, and read the damn Constitution and figure out what your job and your authority is. You've got authority to protect the border. You don't have authority to intrude into my family's life and stick us with your pricks. Trump several times alleged there was a link between the number of vaccines that children get in early infancy and the development of autism in the past. Going back to 2014, President Trump said this. Healthy young child goes to doctor, gets pumped with massive shot of many vaccines, doesn't feel good, and changes. Uppercase. Autism. Many such cases. That was President Trump in 2014. Now, get the shots. Get the shots. One person, a professor of history of education, the history of education. He's a professor of the history of education. He's not a doctor. Trump is not a doctor. They play doctor on television. But this guy, professor of history of education, says to me, this is one of the best things that President Trump has done. Zimmerman is the name of this professor. He calls the move politically brave. And he notes there is an anti-vaccine faction within his base. Yes. Yes. He says, I hope my fellow liberals will take a break from lambasting the president and congratulate him. Whatever his other wrongs, he was dead right about this. No, he's dead wrong about this. Dead wrong. This is not 4D chess, folks. This is capitulation to the establishment. Just like he's capitulated on foreign wars, he's now capitulating on our health freedom, our informed choice. You have no authority to tell us what medicine we have to take. As a matter of fact, President Trump, if you'd read the Constitution, you'd probably get rid of both the FDA and the DEA as well. He says, one Orange County public health official in California says, you're safer and the public will be healthier when your kids are getting immunized and when our community immunization rates go up. Well, take a look again at the 100% immunization rate of USS Fort McHenry. Didn't work. I'm very sad to see when conservative organizations join in on this, or libertarian organizations join in on this, and join in on the panic. You know, when I see a headline like came out on InfoWars this weekend, emergency, terrorists hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons, talking about measles. Come on. I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm not going to sell my soul to support President Trump. The hell with him if he's going to force vaccines on us. And I'm not going to push that panic either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
deceit.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we look at CNN and NBC, as DC Dirty Laundry points out, caught faking a photo of a baby with measles. Travis, show that picture of this photoshopped baby. They show the unphotoshopped picture, and right next to it, they show the one where they photoshopped in measles on this baby to fearmonger. This is CNN doing this, NBC doing it, the Times of Israel, many establishment media doing this to push vaccines for big pharmaceutical companies to make money for them. And I understand, you know, this is the major sponsor of Fox News, CNN, these different companies. Go down a little bit further. You can see the undoctored picture of that side by side. There's the undoctored picture, and they photoshopped measles on that baby. That is the poster child for the lies being told in order to panic people into getting MMR. When people are looking at this and saying, it's not very effective. I mean, just look at the ship. 100% of the, there he is, right there, back to back, right there, that report. It's a screenshot from that. It was reported by Nathan Stoltman, dug into the travesty and the following video that was put up by DC Dirty Laundry. So in the midst of what is being referred to as the worst measles outbreak in 25 years, the mainstream media is doing their part in stoking national hysteria. The point is to convince the general public that measles is the number one health crisis at the moment. And it's so bad that we have to forfeit our right to health freedom and submit to state-sanctioned force vaccinations. That's why President Trump is saying, they got to get the shots. It's really bad. They got to get the shots. President Trump, you're being lied to and you don't know it, perhaps. Maybe you're complicit in this. Maybe that's why the establishment is laying off of you. Between this and what's going on with the foreign wars, quite frankly, and the border, I just don't know. It's here's where the real health problem is, folks. Pharmaceutical drugs are killing tens of thousands of people every year. Just ask your doctor. Try that. You know all those Ask Your Doctor commercials that fund Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and cable news? I have to wonder why we're jumping into this as well. I asked the same question about Breitbart and Drudge. It's like, not making any money off of this. Why are we pushing this phony panic about measles? And then over the weekend, we get this spin from InfoWars itself. Terrorists hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons. Are you kidding me? Measles? It's just measles. Go back and look at the history of measles. Go back. I've shown this many times. The 1960s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, television, 80s. They worked it into the plot of a sitcom. Some character gets measles and they got to miss the prom. But they point out, it's just measles. It's just measles. It wasn't a panic until big pharmaceutical companies could make a lot of money off of it. And so we're going to say that it's illegal immigrants bringing in lethal biological weapons? No, it's measles. Now, there are things that are coming in that they're not worried about. Ebola, they're not worried about that. Not worried about hepatitis A. They were washing the streets of San Diego with bleach because of hepatitis A. I mean, there's health concerns that are not being addressed at the border. That's absolutely true. But to say that it's illegal migrant flows and then anti-vaxxers are being blamed on this? No, the problem is big pharma. Let's call it what it is. It's big pharma. Reuters even points out, U.S. measles outbreak raises questions about immunity in adults. Even Reuters understands that it's not effective. They won't talk about the risks involved. In Germany, they're very angry. This has hit all across mainstream media in Germany, the fact that the people in government, the upper echelon of government, are getting different vaccines than the rest of us. That tells you everything you need to know right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at the history of glyphosate and Roundup. As I pointed out, it was the early 1980s that my dog came down with a form of lymphoma that I heard on some news reports at the time. They said, look, we're seeing a lot of this in people who are working on farms and are using glyphosate, Roundup. We're seeing a big increase in this. And I said, son of a gun, you know, that's there are people in the neighborhood that were spraying their lawns with chemicals to stop weeds and so forth. And, you know, my dog was a canary in the coal mine. So were those farmers. And that was about 35 years ago. Nothing was done until recently. Now we've had three different jury trials. Big awards given to people because they feel that they have proven the link. We had, again, I heard that on NPR, the report, 35 years or so ago. We had the World Health Organization, people in Europe talking about how they believe there was a cancer link. Now we've had several trials. Millions of dollars, 80-some-odd million dollars in one, $260 million in another one. I don't know that the jury has awarded a cash value in the third trial yet. But when you look at what happens with vaccines, there is no liability. There is no testing ahead of time. There is no prior approval. So they don't go through a drug test regime like they do with any other pharmaceuticals that are sold by Fox and CNN. They don't have to go through that. They don't have to go through a 10 or 12 year study. And if their vaccines cause any damage to people, they're not held liable. There is a vaccine court. They do pay out damages. They paid out $110 million, but to a large number of people, not just to one person. I mean, think about how that is dwarfed by each and every one of these judgments that have been handed out by juries against glyphosate. And why do we do that? We do that so that when there's something harmful, we stop the people who are producing it. If they continue to do this, we try to bankrupt them and stop them from continuing to do that. But of course, the big pharmaceutical companies can call any vaccine that they put out, any vaccine, MMR, flu, you name it, any vaccine is legally immune from any harm that it does to anybody else. Why would you allow a product like that? Why would we ever do that for any product? Well, the answer is corruption, political corruption and money. And now President Trump has bought into that. He knows better. He's talked about this for years, 5 years ago. He's talking about the damage and the risk of having all of these vaccines forced on people. Now he's saying we're going to force this on you. They got to take it. Yeah, it's too big an issue. We got to take it. Well, take a look at what glyphosate is doing. You know, glyphosate, it's not just the cancer issue as well. It's not just killing people, it's killing the soil as well. Do you know that? You had farmers in India who were committing suicide because their farms could no longer produce food. If they did not buy the seeds that were immune to the poison that was had been manufactured by Monsanto, you know, they make the seeds to go with the glyphosate. And so if you don't buy Monsanto's seeds, and they were engineered so they could not be reproduced. And if you did reproduce it somehow, they would sue you for copyright. They'd ruin you financially that way. And so these farmers all of a sudden found that they were kind of like sharecroppers. They were slaves to Monsanto. If they tried to get away from it, then their soil was poisoned and wouldn't grow anything else. But it kills the soil in other ways. It also stops the casting activity of earthworms, basically completely disappeared, as they found in Vienna, as they studied it in Vienna. They said, you know, it basically stops the earthworms, kills the earthworms as well. So the soil dies in terms of its nutritional capability. So if they can't kill us with cancer, they can create a food crisis. But it all comes about because these large companies want to make sure that everybody rents everything from them. Whether you're talking about the farmers who are growing the food, or whether you're talking about the people who are going to live in the cities controlled by Google. You know, the smart cities? Are you really that dumb? Are you really that dumb that you're going to let Google set up 5G in our cities? That you're going to let them kill us with cancer as they're monitoring and controlling our every movement? As they turn us into a product? As they sell all the information about us to other corporations and sell it to the government for access for their monopoly status? That's really what they're doing. That's what they're doing with Sidewalk Labs in Toronto. And even the people who were starstruck with all the technological capability, it was going to be so green and sustainable. That's the way it's always sold, right? The UN has come up with the agenda, 2030, the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. That's where they get the smart cities. And they're all going to be in place, they hope, by 2030. Most of you listening to this will be alive by then, as the soft kill begins, if you let them do this. Smart cities for stupid people, for fools. That's the bargain. So that they can own and rent everything from your transportation to your housing, pack you into the cities where you're more easily controlled. So what's going on with measles? As Reuters points out, U.S. measles outbreak raises questions about immunity in adults. They said adults in the U.S. who were vaccinated against measles decades ago may need a new dose depending on when they received the shot and their exposure risk. They said up to 10% of the 695 confirmed measles cases in the current outbreak occurred in people who received one or two doses of the vaccine, even according to the CDC, the biggest retailer of vaccines. One of the people at the University of Chicago Medicine said that there's continued vulnerability to infection, which is why high-risk adults, such as healthcare workers, are routinely advised to get a second dose, or maybe a third dose, or maybe a fourth dose, right? We just had the fraternity that was ground zero of one of the MMR diseases. I think it was measles. It might have been mumps. They said, well, you've all had two, and you've had two shots, so maybe we need to get you a third shot here, all you at the fraternity. People vaccinated in the U.S. since 1989, they say, would likely have received two doses of the combined measles. So that means anybody that is 30, I'd say 30 to 35, because, you know, that would include some people who got it as toddlers, because they weren't necessarily giving it at birth in 1989. That kind of insanity has come in later. So let's say people 30 to 35 have already had two doses of it, but they're still worried. Why is that? Then they say anyone vaccinated between 1963 and 1989 would likely have received only one dose. So that means anybody that's 56 years old has been vaccinated, right? They're still worried about that. Why are they worried about it? You've got Merck, which is, pay attention, folks, Merck is the sole provider in the U.S. of the MMR vaccine. Oh, they got a monopoly on it. And they don't have any liability if they harm people with it. And what is the concern about the vaccines? Well, there's many concerns about it, but one of the chief concerns are the preservatives that they put in them, as well as the adjuvants. What are adjuvants? Well, they know that their vaccines were not producing the effective immunity that they wanted, so they started adding adjuvants. That's why we talk about things like mercury and so forth put into the vaccines to trigger your immune system, to irritate your immune system, to inflame your immune system. And that's why many of us believe that that's the cause of autoimmune disease, of autism, and things like that. They put those adjuvants in there to irritate your immune system. Sometimes they do it too well for certain people. What is your risk of that? Well, we don't know. What is the risk that this is going to last for very long? Well, we do know that it doesn't. They've admitted that. So what is the usual government solution? When the government fails at something, what do? Well, they say we need more of it. A second, a third, a fourth shot. Because, hey, you know, this is for our friends, Merck. They've got a monopoly on this, and they have absolutely no liability if they harm you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout Combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
According to the World Health Organization, 95% of a population needs to be vaccinated in order to provide herd immunity. Well, the whole point of herd immunity was a concept that was developed in the 1930s. Herd immunity doesn't work if people don't have immunity, and they don't get immunity from the vaccine. That was the whole point of the Reuters story, and yet they finish up by saying that, well, we got to have 95% of the population needs to be vaccinated. No, vaccination does not equal immunity. That was everything that they were writing about. The U.S. measles outbreak raises questions about immunity in adults. It raises questions about the efficacy of vaccines. And, of course, they don't want to even have the discussion about the safety of vaccines. See, we often confuse these things. You know, we talk about education. We think that that means schools. Schools can be a place where you can get an education. But not necessarily. You can get an education without going to school. Maybe you can get a better education if you're homeschooled. It's an institution. It's an institution that has failed. And vaccines are something of an institution that has failed. The point is you want to get immunity. And the point is that if you have a large percentage of the population that has immunity, that keeps immunity, that doesn't have immunity that is temporary, that fades away, then you can essentially eradicate a disease. That's what they're talking about. But just take a look again at USS Fort McHenry, the U.S. naval ship that has been quarantined since December because of mumps. 100% of those on board have been vaccinated multiple times with the MMR vaccine. And we have President Trump saying, they got to get the shot. No, we don't. No, we don't. You don't have the authority to do that. You have the authority to protect the border. Do that. Do that for a change. You don't have the authority for the foreign wars. You have authority to protect our border. You don't have authority to force vaccines on us. You do have authority to protect the border. Do what you ran on. In Germany, you have Der Spiegel, as well as Das Bild, talking about the fact that there is one class of vaccines for the rulers and another class of vaccines for the hoi polloi, you and I. As they point out, second-class medicine is what they're calling it. They said Germans are unhappy with the alternative swine flu vaccine that the politicians get. That's right. We've said this for a very long time, haven't we, here? There's a clean vaccine for these guys, and then there's the ones that you get. It's not just the adjuvants that are there to irritate your immune system that can cause autoimmune disease, nerve system disease, autism, and so forth. It's also the preservatives that are there that run a great deal of risk. You want to inject yourself with formaldehyde? Well, get a vaccination. And this was driven home when we saw the two young people die immediately after being vaccinated in Samoa last summer. You had a young child, young toddler, go in for the MMR shot, immediately died. Another mother that was there said, I'm leaving. They forcibly vaccinated her child, and that child died in her arms right there. And that created something of a stir, but not outside of Samoa. Some people in New Zealand talked about it, but they kept it contained. The mainstream media doesn't talk about that kind of stuff. Now, they looked at it and they said, well, what could have happened to this? Could it have been a defective vaccine? Well, who knows or who cares in the United States, because you couldn't sue the vaccine company, right? So was it something that the hospital did? Did they not keep this refrigerated? Was it out of date? See, they do expire. And that's another risk. And so they held the hospital harmless as well. What they did was they came after the nurses who administered the vaccine. Yeah, it always flows down to the lowest people. They're the ones who pay the price, while the hospital, while the vaccine company go free. Damage control in Germany is the name of the game. In Berlin on Monday, as politicians rush to deny that they are receiving a better, safer swine flu vaccine than ordinary Germans. The first 50 million doses arrived in Germany on Monday. One might think that the arrival of 50 million doses of swine flu might be cause for celebration. Yeah, right. But with news breaking over the weekend that top government officials in Berlin will be injected with an alternative vaccine, one widely seen as safer, a debate about an alleged two-class medical system has erupted. The controversy centers on an additive that's included in the vaccine manufactured by the pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. See, here in the United States, it's Merck that has the monopoly on MMR, but, you know, this, we're talking about a flu vaccine. There in Germany, it's GlaxoSmithKline. The additive includes an inactive strain of the entire flu virus, as opposed to virus fragments. Critics say the additive can increase the risk of side effects from the flu vaccine, such as fevers and headaches. Angela Merkel's spokesman denied that she is taking a different vaccine than the ones available to ordinary Germans. Still, voices have become raised. The Green Party's health expert said the separate vaccines amount to, quote, big risk for the people, little risk for the government. Let me tell you something. When we're talking about vaccines here in the United States, after Ronald Reagan signed the 1986 law giving legal immunity to the vaccine companies, holding them harmless for any damage that may happen to the vaccines. And again, just in the first quarter of this year, we've had $110 million paid out to people who have been severely injured or killed, paid out to their families for vaccines in the United States. It is not risk-free, except for the vaccine companies. And so there, they're talking about big risk for the people, little risk for the government. I would say no risk for the vaccine companies here in America. They privatize the profits. They socialize the losses. As the Green Party's health expert said, this type of second-class medicine cannot be allowed to exist. The fact that politicians and top civil servants and ministries will be vaccinated with a vaccine other than the people is a terrible sign. Virologists at the University Hospital said the fact that the members of the federal government in Germany and the authorities have a different vaccine is a scandal. It is. It is a scandal. Question is, with President Trump doing a complete 180 on vaccines 5 years ago, saying, well, we've got all these vaccines they're taking, and then we have this explosion of autism. Does anybody want to do a test on this? Now he's saying, they got to get the shot. They got to get the shot. We've got to make them get the shot. You know, we got Senator Pan in California who rammed through. It was shameful what they did in California. Shut, you want to talk about democracy? Take a look at what they did in California to force through mandatory vaccines. And that same pharmaceutical shill, Pan, is writing the Trump administration demanding that they do this. Now you hear this pronouncement from President Trump. Makes you wonder, is he going to get a different vaccine as well? Is the Trump family now going to get the safe vaccines like they do in Germany? Is that part of the deal? Do whatever the military-industrial complex wants. Do whatever the big pharmaceutical companies want. We'll give you a safe vaccine. We'll leave you in office. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. You know, the reason I'm here is because we're here to defend life and liberty. That means that you don't mandate certain types of health treatments to me. You don't deny other types of health treatment to me. Means that you respect me, that I have informed consent. I'm not your slave. I'm not owned by you. I just talked on Friday to Dr. Kristen Camella and Lori Gregory talking about my cells, my choice. That's it. You know, all these people who say they're pro-choice, all these people like Senator Pan in California, the state senator, pushing for the same kinds of mandatory vaccinations nationally that they enacted in California. These people call themselves pro-choice, but the only choice they want you to make is the choice to kill your baby. Kill your infant baby, up to and including and a little bit beyond right now, the point of birth. Of course, they can extend that out because, as the bioethicist has said, they don't really believe that a child becomes a person until sometime around two. That's when they really develop a personality. That's when we consider them to be a person. So prior to that, they're fair game, according to these bioethicists. And that's one of the reasons why the standard of care has been for a long time in many states what America was appalled at when the Virginia governor and physician Ralph Noldum, said, yeah, we just, if the baby survives the abortion, you know, we try to pull the limbs off. If the baby survives, we just set them over there on the table and give them comfort care, meaning they leave them to die, to bleed out, to starve to death. That's comfort care. And that has been going on for quite some time. The American public didn't really realize that. That's one of the key things that you'll find if you look into the Gosnell case. If you read the book by Fela McAleer or you see the movie, Gosnell the movie, you'll see that the jury there, all of them supported abortion. That was a prerequisite to get on the jury. They were appalled when the abortionist, I hesitate to call her a doctor, testified that comfort care was the standard and that Kermit Gosnell had violated that standard by snipping the baby's neck and murdering them instead of letting them gradually die, as Ralph Northam said. The jury was appalled, as America has been appalled to find out about that from Ralph Northam. But when we look at our health care, folks, if you don't have life, you don't have liberty. And so these issues of saying, just get the shot, you got to take the shot, as President Trump said over the weekend. No, we don't, President Trump. We will defend our lives and the lives of our family with our lives if necessary. We are not going to get the shot. You're going to respect us. You're going to respect the Constitution. You're going to respect informed consent. And we're not going to allow the government to make everything done by, everything's prohibited now unless they permit it. So you can't get even CBD now. Even California that has legalized recreational marijuana with THC in it. THC is the psychoactive component that gets you high. CBD doesn't have that. CBD is strictly for medical use. And yet, if you get the marijuana with the THC in it, you're okay, technically. You can pay, you know, 50% tax or whatever they rip people off for in California. Their taxes are so high that they're continuing the black market by such high taxes. I mean, they still have in New York and various states where they have really high tobacco prices, the black market has continued there for tobacco products. So yeah, they'll continue the black market for marijuana if the taxes are high enough. But even though they'll let you get the full marijuana, THC plus CBD, theoretically, if you just get the CBD, now California is cracking down on that. They just confiscated hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of health drinks that had CBD in it. Again, it could not get you high. It didn't have the THC. This is the insanity that we have in this country when it comes to health care. They think they own us. We've got to get off this plantation, folks. We've got to stop this slave mentality. And this is true of both liberals and conservatives, of both Democrats and Republicans. Everybody gets caught up in this partisanship so deeply, so afraid of the other party, that we allow our own people that we vote for in our own party to pull this kind of crap on us. No more. I'm not going to support this. I'm not going to support President Trump if he does this kind of stuff. Absolutely not going to support this. I'm not going to support somebody who destroys my life, my family's life, and my liberty. Will not do it. Will not do it. He's done some good things on abortion, but he hasn't ended it. And he's completely ignored many of the issues that he said were his fundamental issues. That is protecting the border. He has the authority to do that as commander in chief. And when we ask what's going on with this, it's the same thing I was saying to my wife over the weekend. Came up on Zero Hedge today from the UNTS review. Tit for tat, is that why Mueller let Trump off the hook? Why did Bob Mueller end the Russian investigation when he did? He could have let it drag on for another year or so. He could have severely hurt President Trump's chances for re-election. So why didn't he do that? Why didn't he? We're assuming that the investigation was never intended to really be an investigation. Why do we know that? Well, we know that, obviously. If it really was an investigation, then Bob Mueller would have interviewed Julian Assange. He would have talked to William Binney. He would have talked to Ray McGovern. He would have talked to the people who actually did the tests and said, there's absolutely no way that this information was hacked. WikiLeaks and the other people are telling the truth. This was handed over in person by somebody there. No, no, no. Mueller never talked to them. When Mueller went to the DNC, he took the word of CrowdStrike, the contractor for the DNC. They said, there's nothing to see here. Go on. These are not the droids or the emails that you're looking for. And he goes, okay, these are not the droids we're looking for. They went away. Did they act like that with Roger Stone? No. No. They didn't just go away when they said, go away. There's nothing to see here. But that's what they did for Hillary Clinton. It wasn't an investigation. Mueller didn't investigate. It was purely political. And as they point out in this article from the Ounce Review, he had three goals that he was doing here. Number one, to help sabotage Trump's political agenda. Number two, to create a cloud of illegitimacy over Trump's election. Number three, to prevent Trump from implementing his plan to normalize relationship with Russia and to end this new Cold War, this new Russian restart that Hillary had started, and the military-industrial complex. The question is why? Why would he give up all that power that he had? Why would these guys suddenly do a 180? He says, check out the quote from Trump in 2016 when he was running. Listen to what President Trump said in 2016. We will pursue a new foreign policy that finally learns from the mistakes of the past. We will stop looking to topple regimes and overthrow governments. Our goal is stability, not chaos, because we want to rebuild our country, the United States. We will partner with any nation that is willing to join us in the effort to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism. At the same time, what was Hillary saying? I point out the situation, Hillary said, the situation in Syria is catastrophic. Every day that goes by, we see the results of the Assad regime in partnership with the Iranians on the ground and the Russians in the air. Now, ask yourself, does Trump sound like Trump or does he sound like Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush and the military-industrial complex today? Because it's not just Syria. It's Venezuela. It's Iran. It's all these different places that have been on the list for a long time. President Trump just shut down a bill passed by with an overwhelming majority, not a veto-proof majority, out of the House and the Senate, reaffirming the fact that the Constitution says that they will declare war, not the president. And he said, you can't take my power from that. We had in December, this last December, President Trump was saying he's going to get the troops out of Syria. Has that happened? No. We've had a complete 180. And I think the vaccine issue is just another example of that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about a possible cure for cancer that people have seen out of something that you would not expect. I don't know if it works or not, but they've had some amazing results from a couple of people. We'll see. Stay with us.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Here we're going to give you some information that was covered by the press. I think a Drudge linked to it as well on Daily Mail. Oklahoma grandfather who claims that an inexpensive drug used for dogs cured him of cancer. We're going to talk about that because, you know, whenever we see these anecdotal stories, and I'm not saying that this worked or not, I'm just saying this is one example of it. Actually, it's not just this individual, it's some other people involved in it as well. He found out this information from a doctor who was a veterinarian who had been cured of cancer, said, hey, you might want to try this. So we ought to be open to this. We ought to have the freedom to choose. We ought to have the right to try these various drugs. Now, the FDA says you can't, right? The FDA has, from time to time, tried to stop natural supplements as well. Why would they do that if they're not safe and effective, in contrast to the Ask Your Doctor pharmaceuticals that make so much money for people? So we see these different things surface from time to time about cancer cures. We never see the studies done for them. But, of course, the government doesn't have to do studies for vaccines. They don't do anything to see if they're safe or effective. They don't do any restrictions on people like Joe Biden using hair plugs. You know, he takes hair from one part of his head and puts it on another part of his head where he doesn't have any hair. But you can't do that. And that's fine. And I don't have a problem with Joe doing that. Go for it, Joe. He also did Botox. You know, that's injecting yourself with a toxin, a very toxic natural substance. Well, the FDA up to this point is not really, you know, there are state regulations about this type of stuff, but when it comes to things like that, when it comes to surgical dentistry, you know, all these things that that Biden had done to himself, they're all cosmetic. I mean, it wasn't a life or death. It was his political life or death to get the hair plugs and the teeth and the wrinkles removed, but it wasn't anything that he absolutely positively had to have or he was going to die. And yet, over and over again, we see the government saying, well, you can't try that. We're not going to let you try that. Even if it's a pharmaceutical drug. Oh, you're going to have to wait for it to go through those trials. And we'll let you know whether or not you can have that, even if you've got a terminal condition. But it gets even more amazing when you look at something, we make the analogy again of, you know, let's say somebody's got the hair plug thing, or even a skin graft. Let's say that you're severely injured. You're severely burned, or let's say you have a motorcycle accident and you get your skin completely scraped off in one part of your body because of the motorcycle accident. They'll graft your own skin from another part of your body to cover that. Or if you lose your hair, they can graft some of your hair follicles from one part of your head to another part of your head. And that's never been regulated by the federal government, by the FDA. That has been regulated, of course, by the state, saying, well, are you doing this safely or whatever? But they've never mandated that. But now they want to get in there and mandate that for stem cells. As Dr. Kristen Camello was saying on Friday, if they take out some fat cells, extract stem cells, inject those stem cells to help you because you've got uncontrollable pain and inflammation with arthritis or many other types of diseases, your body can use those stem cells to actually fix the problem, not just to mask the problem like you would the opioids. Now the federal government doesn't want that to happen. Why? Because that steps on a lot of very well-funded toes. A lot of people who have a lot of political clout and connection in Washington. And folks, if we let them get away with this, they're going to stop so many different things that we can use for our own health. We cannot allow the government to continue to take away our health choices. And if they take away your health choices, like we've seen them do for years and years with medical marijuana, if they feel like they own you to that extent where they can prohibit things that are safe, natural, effective, inexpensive, then you get to the point where we are now, where they believe that they can now force you to take things that are not safe, that are not effective, and that are expensive. We cannot allow that to happen. You still have a choice at the moment, so exercise that choice, folks. So we've got a lot of natural products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a First Amendment. We'll tell you what we think. We'll honestly tell you what we think. If you want to keep those two things, if you want to keep your freedom to choose your own health, if you want to keep your freedom to hear news that the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear, support us at InfoWars. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products we have there. We've got some items that we put on sale right now to make this a win-win situation for you. We have 50% off a combo of Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. We also have 50% off all of our clothing items. That's t-shirts, hats, and hoodies, all 50% off. We've got classic designs on those as well as some new designs. Take a look at all those products that we have. All of the apparel that we have at InfoWarsStore.com is now 50% off. And finally, we have my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus, a nutraceutical, now 25% off. And if you get that at 25% off, that Brain Force Plus, you can also get Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. You can get that for free. Great time to try that if you've never tried it. Brain Force Plus for 25% off, Knockout for free in a combo. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, folks, you can find the archives of this show at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. And you can also find me on Twitter at Libertarian and on YouTube at Libertarian. Look for that as well. All right, I want to get to this cancer thing. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying that this works. I'm just giving you the information like the press has here. Do your own research. You should be able to inform yourself, do the research, and make your decisions. That's what I'm saying. I'm for your freedom to do what you feel is right. Your informed consent is what is invaluable and non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. So here's the story. In January of 2017, this guy whose name is Joe Tippins was certain that he would die of small cell lung cancer, reports the Daily Mail. But then a veterinarian suggested he try something unconventional, a drug that's used to treat dogs. This is used to treat hookworms, roundworms, and other gut parasites in animals, primarily dogs. In recent years, they said studies suggesting anti-worm drugs might have cancer-fighting properties have been cropping up in a number of journals. It's not a proven treatment. It's far from it. But within 3 months, with only 3 months to live and nothing to lose, Joe decided to take a chance on it. He was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer in 2016. He'd been fighting it, and by January 2017, he got the news that he only had a couple of months to live. They said the aggressive cancer was everywhere. It had spread to his liver, his pancreas, his bladder, his stomach, his neck, and his bones. His PET scan, quote, lit up like a Christmas tree. They said the doctors at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston told him that they wouldn't give up and they would put him in a clinical trial that might save him. It said the clinical trial, I'm sorry, would not save him, but it might give him a year or so to live. He said, well, a year sounded better than 3 months. So I said, let's go for it. Meanwhile, he was browsing an online forum from his alma mater, Oklahoma State University. He saw a post that caught his eye that same month. It said, if you have cancer or know someone who does, give me a shout. The posting was from a veterinarian. He found out that the scientists had accidentally discovered a dog deworming drug seemed to combat many cancers in mice. The same scientist that had conducted that research, as it happened, had had stage 4 brain cancer and the same prognosis that Joe had been given, according to the vet, just a couple of months to live. She started popping the dog pills, and within 6 weeks, as the vet told it, the scientist's cancer was gone. So he decided he would try this. Now, he's also in this experimental treatment at MD Anderson. He got the dosage of dog pills. It cost him just $5 a week. He said his insurance company had already spent $1.2 million treating his cancer with big pharmaceutical drugs. Big dollar pharmaceutical drugs. According to the study published in Nature magazine, the drug compound essentially starves cancer cells and kills them. Not only was it cheaper, it was not very toxic, especially compared to chemo and immunotherapies. So he stayed in the clinical trial. He doesn't talk about what clinical trial involved. He added vitamin E. He added CBD. He added curcumin. And, of course, this dog medicine. He didn't mention the dog medicine to his doctors. 2.5 weeks later, he had another PET scan. He said, 3 months earlier, I was lit up head to toe with cancer. 3 months after doing this, it was completely dark. There was no cancer anywhere. He was dumbfounded. He told the doctors at that point in time what he had done. And they were amazed. But you know what? They're not doing a study. They're not interested in doing a study. Here's the bottom line. Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation is, but not MD Anderson.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters. Looks like they're coming after Ford Motor Company now after they brought Volkswagen to heel. Volkswagen, it was very effective in terms of very affordable, long-lasting, economical diesels. Got the message when the federal government came after them for a $4 billion fine initially, and that's gone up to tens of billions of dollars. One executive has been jailed. And now this has been spreading to other car companies. Ford Motor Company is now the one that is in the crosshairs. They're going to force everybody to produce electric vehicles. And I find it interesting that Volkswagen pushed back after a German research organization published their results saying, if you look at the massive amounts of energy that are required to create electric cars, electric car batteries, the rare materials that we don't have sufficient quantity of. If you look at all that, plus you factor in all of the cost of generating electricity at the external combustion engines, that would be our coal and fossil fuel plants, because that's the only thing right now that will power the grid. When you look at all of that, they said the electric vehicle produces more carbon than a diesel. And immediately, Volkswagen, which has now bet the farm on all this, they got the message. They very quickly started redoing all their classic designs as electric cars. They got the message, and now they came back and said, no, according to our data, it's just the opposite. It's more efficient. So we'll be talking about that, as well as some other issues about mobility, because that really does affect your liberty as well. We've got, of course, an update on what's going on with the politically correct corporations. You know, we had Dick's Sporting Goods banning firearms. It caused them to lose $150 million in sales. They're having to close a lot of different stores. And now we see that Gillette, after this ad that they put out in January, you might remember that ad, showing men as toxic masculinity, you know, trashing men, trashing their toxic masculinity. On YouTube, in just the first 2 days, it got 642,000 downvotes. I've never seen anything like that before, that kind of negative reaction. Calling men sexist, saying that they're bullying white males, and lecturing their customer base about their masculinity. That's their idea of how to make sales. Kind of the same way that Dick's Firearms decided that they would not only lecture their sporting goods base, but they would stop selling certain types of firearms. They hired lobbyists to lobby against the Second Amendment. And that's basically what Gillette was doing. It's kind of interesting also to note that there's no other market other than the U.S. market where they pushed this ad, where they labeled men as sexist, as bullying, as toxic masculinity, and so forth. Especially not in Saudi Arabia, as Gateway Pundit points out. They don't do that at all. Of course, I don't know with the beards. I don't know they buy that many razors. But it has now hurt their sales. Here we are. They ran that back in January, and now we're seeing some of the results of that. This week, Procter & Gamble, the parent company, announced a slump in sales of their grooming products. And, of course, Gillette's 9% of their grooming products are 9% of their revenue. And so they're now continuing a long string of declines. Margins have disappointed. And this is what they always get when they go into this kind of political correctness. It's not just that, of course. It's also the Easter worshiper angle. We've had now a week after you had the massacres in Sri Lanka. We're going to talk about what has happened in the aftermath in Sri Lanka when we come back. But immediately after that, the reaction of the left, the reaction of the ACLU, was to take on various government officials. You got the governor of Arizona. You got a sheriff. who was attacked because he wished people happy Easter.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's been just over a week since we had the murder of Easter worshipers, as the Democrats called the Christians. Easter worshipers at various places. We won't call them churches. I think they called them maybe places of worship. We don't know who or what they were worshiping. Was it the Easter Bunny or what? We don't really know. But in the aftermath, even as that was happening, we've got the ACLU targeting a sheriff in Iowa. You have the outrage mob, as MRCTV.org calls it, demanding that the governor of Arizona remove his tweet wishing people happy Easter. I mean, we're Easter worshipers. Can't we at least worship Easter? No, evidently not. The sheriff's office says, happy Easter from all of us at the Winnesheek County, I think that's the way you pronounce it, County Sheriff's Office. That's in Iowa. We simply offered a holiday greeting on a weekend that is recognized by the county. Unfortunately, some people appear to be offended by it. Well, the people who were offended by it were the ACLU of Iowa and some people on social media. The ACLU of Iowa told the paper that it was aware of the Easter posting by someone who commented on the sheriff's office Facebook page. This is a social media post by the county sheriff's office. Is grossly inappropriate under our traditions of religious freedom enshrined in the Iowa and U.S. constitutions, said the ACLU of Iowa. No, it isn't. The Constitution prohibits the federal government from establishing an official church-state relationship. Quite frankly, it doesn't even prohibit that at the state level. I wouldn't want to see that happen. It was very counterproductive for that to happen. And many states had prohibitions against that, but some didn't. As a matter of fact, it continued on in some of the northeastern states. Massachusetts was the latest one to remove it, I think in the 1830s. I forgot the date now. I reported on this before, but it went on for another 40 years after the Bill of Rights was put in. What was establishment? Well, establishment meant that you had to pay money to the official state church. In Maryland, it was a Catholic church. In Rhode Island, it was the Baptist church. In some other places, it was the Congregationalist church or whatever. But you had to pay money to that official state church, whether you agreed with them or not, whether you believed what they believed or not, whether you attended or not. And in some places, you were forced to attend. And when they created the federal government, they said, well, what are we going to do about this? Because we fled England and other places in Europe because we didn't want to have an official state church rammed down our throat. You know, the Quakers set up Pennsylvania. William Penn had been prohibited from having church meetings in England because they had the official Church of England. They said the Quakers can't hold church services. They continued to do it, so they padlocked the door of the church house, they met on the steps, and then they arrested William Penn. And when they took him to a jury trial, the jurors looked at it and they said, well, he clearly violated the law, but we don't agree with that law. And they established the principle of jury nullification. And then the judge, outraged at the foreman of the jury, his name was Bushnell, through him and the number two in the jury, threw both of them in jail. After they were in jail for a period of time, their lawyers came around and said, show us the law that they violated. Now, remember, it was very clear that William Penn had violated the law. There was no question about that. The jurors said, we disagree with the law, and we're not going to send him to jail. Then the judge said, all right, you let this guy go, I'll throw you in jail. And they said, show us where you have the authority to throw jurors in jail because they nullify your laws. And so that established habeas corpus. It established jury nullification, helped to strengthen the importance of trial by jury. All of those things are part of the founding of America. And when people came here to the United States, they set up these various enclaves that would be friendly to them. But eventually they realized they just wanted to not have an established state religion. So they didn't want Quakerism to be the state religion of Pennsylvania or Roman Catholicism to be the state religion of Maryland and on and on. That's what the Constitution was about. As they created a centralized government, they said, well, we don't want the federal government to pick one of these Christian denominations and force that down everybody's throat. So they're going to stay out of this. And that's what Jefferson wrote to the Rhode Island Baptists when they asked him about that. They were very concerned about it because, like Buttigieg, Jefferson was creating his own version of Christianity. He would go in and he'd edit out various things out of the Bible. And so you had people that were being panicked by John Adams, who was running against him. They actually had people burying Bibles because they figured that Jefferson was going to confiscate them and put out his Jefferson Bible. But the difference between Jefferson and Buttigieg is Jefferson was tolerant of other people's religion, unlike Buttigieg and the LGBT. So there was nothing to fear from Jefferson. And he assured these people, he said, no, there's a wall that separates you from me, from the federal government. And what he meant by that was the wall was built around the federal government. Not that the wall was built around the Baptists in Rhode Island. But that's what the ACLU and the Supreme Court have tried to do since the middle of the 20th century. They've tried to put a wall around us in the closet. We're not telling people that they've got to send money to a state religion. We're not telling people that they have to attend a particular church. But we're not going to be put behind a wall. And we're not going to be put in a closet. That has been the primary focus of the ACLU all of this time. And so you got these people, even as they, the left is using Easter worshiper as a phrase to refer to Christians. They still have a problem with people who talk about Easter. They did that to the Arizona governor. He tweeted out, Doug Ducey tweeted out, he's risen, have a happy and blessed Easter. And so they sent letters to him and got tough with him. And he said, we won't be removing the post ever, nor will we be removing our posts for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for Rosh Hashanah or for Palm Sunday or for Passover or for any other religious holiday. We support the First Amendment, and we're happy to provide copies of the Constitution to anyone who hasn't read it. But that's not what's happening in Sri Lanka. As Leo Zagami points out, the Catholic Church has now suspended Sunday Mass in Sri Lanka until further notice. They have been intimidated. They are behind the walls of their houses, hiding from the jihadis. As the Gatestone Institute puts it, the annihilation of Christian life and the annihilation of Christian people in Sri Lanka, where is the outrage in the Western press? It's not there. Instead, they're outraged about somebody saying Happy Easter, even when they're calling the Christians Easter worshipers. What is happening in Sri Lanka? Well, as they're starting to wrap up the jihadis, remember I reported last week, towards the end of the week, they were going around finding the people who were part of the radical mosques. There were several of the radical mosques right around that area that they had done nothing to stop. Now they're starting to round these people up. One of the houses that they went to, again, a lot of these people are very wealthy. They're not doing this because they're economically disadvantaged, because they're outraged about that, which is what we typically hear from the establishment media. We hear it from the Pentagon. Now, that's not the case. Two of these guys were sons of a guy who was very, very wealthy and a Marxist. You know, Marxism and Islam have a lot in common, a lot in common. As they went to one house of a very wealthy individual, there was a pregnant woman who blew herself and her baby up. And now they've gone to another terrorist hideout in Sri Lanka as they're rounding up these jihadis. 15 people killed in a shootout over the weekend in the wake of the previous weekend's attacks that killed a total of, it was over 300 people. I think it was 359, was it? This one is saying 253, but it's more than that, 500 people wounded. But they're still rounding up terrorist jihadis throughout Sri Lanka. And the Christians are hiding, afraid to go to Mass, because most of the Christian churches there in Sri Lanka are Roman Catholic. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermail Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermail Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermail Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment will be Eric Peters. We're going to talk about liberty and mobility. You know, we've got some amazing things that are happening to our ability to move around, whether you're talking about what's going on at the airports or especially when you're talking about what's going on with your cars. And so when you're talking about that, we've got a new investigation looking at cars, airbags, not because they're going off when nothing happens and killing people, as we've had with the Takata airbags. We've had more than a dozen people killed because the airbags have gone off. They explode like a grenade in your car, sending metal fragments into you. Killed a lot of people. But no, this is a different one. This is, they don't go off when they're supposed to. People are getting injured with that. They've got 12 million cars that they're looking at for non-deploying airbags. But it's okay. The government's there to protect you. They didn't care that when they first deployed airbags, they were killing small adults and children at an alarming rate, and they wouldn't let us turn those off. But now, even though they're not going off when they're supposed to, going off at other times when they're not supposed to, you can't take them out of your car. So we'll talk about that, as well as some other issues that are coming up and some of the hell that is actually coming down in the airlines. Some of the, you won't believe what they've got planned for us. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we've got. We've got some new sales that have just hit at InfoWarsStore.com. As a matter of fact, they're fresh off the presses here. Let me go through some of these here. We've got BodEyes, a 60-day supply of BodEyes. And, of course, that is the anti-inflammatory support. It's curcumin and many other natural ingredients to help make that more effective. You can get a 60-day supply for 17% off. We have the Ultimate Bone Broth is now 50% off as part of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Lexapure Pro water filtration system that is now $50 off. That is a 20% discount. And we have Nascent Iodine Power Pack. We have our Survival Shield X2. If you buy a bottle of that, you get a bottle of Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine free. Again, buy one bottle of X2 Nascent Iodine and you get a bottle of X3 for free. That is a 63% discount. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Folks, you are our sponsor. Without you, we have no way of funding this program. I want to take a look. I was just talking about the Easter attacks and the attacks on people who, even conservatives, who wished people Happy Easter. You know, it's okay for the Democrats to not use the term Christian. They call people Easter worshipers. But then if you say to somebody as a government official, Happy Easter, then you get the ACLU and the left on social media coming after you. But let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. The last day of Passover, we had, of course, I'm sure you've seen this now, it's happened this last Saturday, the tragic shooting at a synagogue. There was an off-duty Border Patrol agent who shot back at the 19-year-old suspect. As a matter of fact, the gun that he used wasn't his gun. It was one of the people in the congregation that carried a gun with him to the, happened to have a gun in his prayer shawl as a precaution. This is something that everybody should be taking as a precaution. Because you, again, the police will get there as soon as they can. But by the time they get there, the event is going to be over. It's very similar to what saw happen at the Las Vegas shooting. Remember we had people on who were talking about that? They said they had the police going around saying, we have shooters on the loose, shelter and hide here. And everybody got to the back. They stopped the concert in that particular venue. One of the people who was there at the concert had a firearm and there were some federal agents. I forget what agency they were with. They knew that they were law enforcement agents. The guy was on his honeymoon. He said, I foolishly did not take my gun with me because it was my honeymoon. I didn't think I would need it. And one of the individuals there who did have a gun said, you're more trained than I am here. Take the gun. He went and covered the front. Well, that's what happened here at the synagogue. You had a guy who had brought the gun in, handed it off to the Border Patrol agent, telling him, you know better than I do what to do with this. And he took some shots at the guy as he was fleeing. The reason he was fleeing was because one of the individuals there challenged him. As a guy who was an Iraq veteran, as the shooting began, he said, it just happened automatically from my training. I didn't even think about what I was doing. He said, I just told my family, get down. And he ran at the guy, screaming at him. He said, I knew from training I had to get within 5 feet of him to have a chance to get that rifle away. Scared the guy so badly, the guy began running. Then the Border Patrol agent, who had been given the gun, took some shots at the killer. Did kill one person, a woman who was 60 years old. She was there on that final day of Passover. That is a time that people go to say memorial prayers for the dead. And she took a bullet for the rabbi. It was Rabbi Goldstein, 57. He was shot in the hand. She stepped between him and the gunman. The rabbi took defensive wounds that said it looked like to both of his index fingers. But she gave up her life standing in the gap between him and the shooter. So amazing tragedy. It underscores again why we have to have the ability to protect ourselves. But the Democrats come out saying, we've got to stop gun violence. And we've got tweets from every one of the Democrats, every one of the major candidates. Joe Biden, we've got to speak out against bigotry and gun violence. Bernie Sanders, take serious action to protect Americans from gun violence. Kamala Harris, senseless gun violence and hate. Beta male O'Rourke, we got to end this hatred and gun violence. Pete Buttigieg, we can't stop until we have, we cannot rest until hate has no home. We got another deadly attack on Jews at worship. He doesn't mention the guns, evidently, but the rest of them do. The rest of them do. Is that really a case that the left wants to end the hatred and the racism, though? Because, you know, it's very uncomfortable for them that at the same time this was happening, the New York Times put out, show a picture of this racist, this looks like something out of the 1930s. As a matter of fact, somebody tweeted a picture out of Nazi Germany showing a stereotypical cartoonish Jewish guy leading Winston Churchill by the hand. And that's exactly what the New York Times did this last week. It went out on their international print publication. They show Benjamin Netanyahu. I couldn't even figure out who that was. Benjamin Netanyahu as a dog with a Star of David around his neck. And he's leading President Trump, who is dressed like a rabbi, but he's got shades on to show that he's blind. And so you got the dog, Benjamin Netanyahu, leading. You could arguably say that it's even more racist and hateful than what came out of Nazi propaganda in the 1930s. As Breitbart says, it mirrors literal Nazi propaganda against Jews and then Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Yeah, it does. A political cartoon in the international print edition of the New York Times on Thursday, just 2 days before this attack, included anti-Semitic tropes depicting the Prime Minister of Israel as a guide dog with a Star of David collar leading the President of the United States, shown blind and wearing a skull cap. This kind of reminds me of when they brought in Sarah Jeong. Remember, she was tweeting out all the racist stuff about white people? That was the first time we heard from Candace Owens. She said, what if we just take out white people and put in Jews or put in blacks? Well, now the New York Times has done that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed it either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The seed in our homeland, boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
That's right, liberty is your move, and if you aren't able to move, you don't have any liberty. It's just that simple. And the first tactic to take your liberty is to tell you that they're going to take it to make you safer. And that is a bargain that Americans nowadays are more than willing to make. Yeah, if you can make me safer, here, take my freedom. It's okay. But it's a fool's bargain. It is a Faustian bargain with the devil, because they never deliver on that safety part in the first place. And as Benjamin Franklin said, you wouldn't deserve it even if you got it, but you don't ever get it. Instead, you just lose your freedom. Joining us now is Eric Peters, epautos.com. Eric is talking about how they're coming now for the Ford, and then they came for the Ford. Tell us what they're getting ready to do in Washington in terms of the same way they came after Volkswagen. Eric, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having me back. And by the way, whenever you hear that word "for your safety," I always translate to mean "for our control." That's
yes.
What they're really talking about.
That's right.
Right. Well, what's happening now, remember last year and the year before, there was this crusade against Volkswagen over the alleged cheating on the government emissions certification tests.
Yes.
And now they're doing the same thing to Ford. And they're actually also pursuing other automakers, including FCA, Fiat Chrysler, that is, only with a twist. This time, they're presenting it as an emissions issue, but in fact, it's about the mileage standards, which now have become about emissions in a really pretzelized kind of dishonest verbiage. They passed regulations a few years back that equate the federal government's fuel economy standards with emissions. So now when it's presented to the public, they talk about, well, Ford was trying to purvey dirty cars and not meet the clean car standards. And all they're really talking about is that Ford was not in compliance with the federal CAFE standards that have to do with fuel economy.
Hmm. Yeah, and so what we're seeing is this really isn't, they're not even talking about protecting people on an individual basis. This really is a protection racket, like a mafia shakedown. And they're going to every automaker. You're going to change the way that you make cars to comply with our Agenda 2030 plans, or we're going to put you out of business. That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and they kind of had to do it for two reasons. One, it's very hard to sell the public, I think, on this fuel economy business.
That's right.
You know, people have different needs than the government's insistence that everybody should be driving a 50-mile-per-gallon hybrid. Some people need a truck. Some people need a big family vehicle. And so they choose those vehicles, regardless of the government's fuel economy fatwas. This drives the government absolutely crazy. So now they're recharacterizing it as an issue of the environment, which sells better. You know, it's a very effective way to propagandize what their agenda is. The other thing, too, is that the legitimate emissions problem, the things that created smog, caused respiratory problems in people, those problems have been solved.
Yeah.
And that is the dirty little secret that they don't want to get out. They have lost the reason for the EPA with regard to regulating emissions. New cars now emit almost no pollution. And if you compare them to the electric cars, it's a toss-up as to which actually produces the more in the aggregate of emissions. So they haven't got that to talk about anymore. The other thing they haven't got to talk about anymore is the looming impending shortage of gas. You know, we were told for decades, oh, we're about to run out of oil. Well, now America's producing more oil than it ever has.
Yes, exactly. And even though they would subsidize electric vehicles, most people didn't want them. So
that's right.
You had 1% of the people buying electric vehicles, so they can't convince people, even if they tell us a lie, tell us that we have to do this to save the environment. People aren't buying that, or if they are buying it, they say, well, let the other guy, let my neighbor save the environment. I've got to get to work.
Well,
and so they're not buying the stuff, so they're trying to shut down these car companies. I think basically what's going to happen, Eric, is that they're looking to have a public-private partnership to control our movements. And they've got to limit the number of car companies that are out there, and they're going to pick the people who are most compliant to move forward.
Well, that, and they simply have to eliminate choice. Right now, people have the alternative. These electric cars are on the market. You know, granted that they're subsidized and all of that, but they're available. And if you want to pay twice as much to go half as far and wait 5 to 6 times as long to get back on the road, well, you can go out and buy an electric car if you want to, but if you don't want all of those negative things, you're also free at the moment to go out and buy a car that can be refueled in 5 minutes and go 500 or 600 miles on a tank full of fuel. What they want to do is eliminate that option.
Yeah. And they're starting with not only the stick against the car companies, but they're also using the stick against people who own them. We're starting to see throughout Europe, we're seeing cities that are outright banning internal combustion engines, starting first with diesels, but then saying we're going to extend this. First, they're creating the ultra-low emission zones, and then those are going to expand, and then they're going to exclude even hybrid cars from the ultra-low emission zones and so forth and so on until they make sure that everybody is just renting by the ride from one or two companies. That is the control method that they're putting up. And they're doing a public-private partnership with this. Now, Volkswagen got that message pretty quickly after they – I mean, we've seen the pictures of the sea – of automobiles that are parked out in the desert that they can't sell.
Yep.
And they've arrested an individual and they've put, I don't know, tens of billions of dollars of fines against them. And so they very rapidly came up with an electric version of the VW Bug, another one of the classic Scooby-Doo van and all this other kind. So they got all these different, and they've got a dune buggy and so forth. So they've got all these different classic designs that they immediately reinvented as electric vehicles, but they're coming after all the different manufacturers.
That's right. They got BMW. Volkswagen has learned to love Big Brother. It's very sad. It's very tragic.
Yeah.
And yeah, indeed, they're doing exactly the same thing with all of the other manufacturers. And they're doing it with this, just to me, as somebody who's been following, I've been involved in the industry for most of my adult life, an unbelievably dishonest propaganda campaign. You know, this business with pulling cars off the road in Europe, for example, by characterizing them as dangerous. There have been investigative reports using very scientific methods to determine, okay, exactly how much are these things putting out in terms of their tailpipe exhaust emissions. And they're no more and sometimes less than the ambient air in the vicinity. It's negligible.
Yeah.
It's not even measurable.
Yeah, yeah. But as you pointed out before, you know, the diesel cars are very durable. They don't want that.
Well,
the car companies have a common cause with the government in the sense that they would like, as we've pointed out many times, it's more profitable to lease the car than it is to sell the car,
yep.
And it is more profitable by far to rent it by the ride than it is to lease it.
It is. Now, here's an interesting little coincidence that most people outside of the business don't know about. Before the Volkswagen cheating thing broke, Volkswagen was on the verge of introducing a diesel-powered car that would have got between 80 and 100 miles per gallon.
Mm.
On average. And that car was just thrown down the memory hole. And it's interesting, if you really do care about the environment and about emissions, well, how about a vehicle that uses half the fuel than any conventional car on the market? Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I find it interesting that Mazda just keeps going down the engineering road.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gone that far into the politics yet. I mean, they came out with a gasoline car that's got a diesel mode.
Yeah.
And now they're going to bring an actual diesel car to the United States. I'm looking at this and it's like, wow, I hope they don't get driven out of business.
Yeah, they have a diesel engine option that's coming out in the CX-5. And I actually test drove the gas version of that about 2 weeks ago. I haven't yet had the diesel version of it. But yeah, you know, bless them. They're really, they're not giving in. They're continuing to develop the internal combustion engine, and they're not pouring all of their R&D dollars down this EV rat hole, as everybody else seems to be doing.
And that is another example of why this is not an engineering issue. This is a political issue. They can make clean, efficient, durable, cheap, economical, all these different actions.
Mm-hmm.
They can make that. That's an engineering issue. But the governments worldwide have decided, for political reasons, that they're going to shut down those issues, even as they allow the airbag issues to drag on. Oh, we got the Takata airbags, and now they got 12 million cars that are being recalled because the airbags aren't going off in a crash.
Yeah, well, it gets back to what we were talking about before. It's the mobility issue at the bottom. That's what we're talking about. They've lost every other pretext and window dressing that they have brought forward over the past 30, 40 years in their quest to get rid of the car, not necessarily internal combustion, just the car for the average person. That's the object here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters, epautos.com. And as Eric was pointing out, he does test drive practical cars, not the $2 million hypercars, but practical cars that you would want to own. He has great objective reviews of those cars. And we're going to be talking more about freedom and surveillance in your cars when we come back. Stay with us.
Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology, and we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking to Eric Peters, EPautos.com. We're talking about your freedom, and I think nothing summarizes this better. We can talk about the United States, the USA, becoming the United Slaves of America, where they control every movement of ours, where they watch everything that we do, or we could talk about it as being the United Stasi of America, and that certainly is what's going on in New York right now. There's an article came out talking about how they're using snitches to hand out tickets to people. They've made it illegal to leave a car idling. And you got a lot of people who are making a living out of doing this, or at least not, if not making a living, they're making a great deal of money out of it. They said they've paid out nearly $20,000 to 13 whistleblowers who each got 25% of the fines generated by their tips. One guy got just under $5,000 for reporting 47 of his fellow citizens. Another guy got $4,600 from 47 snitches. Another person got just under that, $4,300 from 34. Now, these tickets can range anywhere from $350 to $2,000 for leaving your car idling in New York. And these guys are, you know, making a lot of money, about $4,000 to $5,000 each, going around snitching on people. This is what we have become now. We're turning into East Germany, where half of the people snitched on the other half of the people. But that's nothing compared to the black boxes that they're about to put in your cars as they mandate out of the European Union, the black boxes that will control your car speed. But they'll also report to the insurance companies on all these issues. Your comment on this, Eric?
Wait, they're doing the same thing in D.C. and probably some other cities. And it's just so depressing to see America descend into this. to become like East Germany, where we're all wary of one another, and your next door neighbor might be an agent of the state looking to turn you in for something or other. It's just, it's astonishing to me that we've gotten to this point in a relatively brief period of time over the course of about the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, I've talked to William Binney. He's one of the NSA whistleblowers that said, hey, the government is violating the law and the Constitution by snitching on everybody, you know, spying on everybody post 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the NSA whistleblowers. And the times that I've talked to him recently, he says, you know, even when he was at the NSA, and he was global technical head for the NSA many decades, and he used to watch and spy on East Germany. He said, what we have here is worse than East Germany, because they have so much more information.
Yeah.
And that's really what we need to be concerned about with our government. You know, it's not just Big Brother. I mean, it's this attitude, but it is now metastasized to the citizens who are eager partners in this as well.
Yeah, it's a cultural shift. I'm old enough to remember when most Americans looked askance at busybodies, didn't like a busybody.
That's right.
Now, busybodyism is becoming a virtue, and people are virtue signaling by showing just how much of a busybody they can be.
Yeah, yeah, and you got the mainstream media out there bragging about this so they can get other people to start doing that as well. Look at how much money these people made. You could make that kind of money too.
Yeah, right? And you know, consider that, you know, we're talking about, this is your car. You bought it, you paid for it, you paid for the gas that went into the thing. Why shouldn't you be able to let it idle all day if you want to?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you paid the extra taxes that they put on it. I want to talk to you about self-driving technology, mm-hmm. because you took a drive in a self-driving car, and we just had yet another accident. We had a woman killed as a Tesla Model S blows through a South Florida stop sign, hit an SUV. The SUV spun around and killed some people who were standing on the sidewalk. What was your experience? That didn't happen with you.
No, I'm still able to talk.
Car, but,
I've actually driven several cars that have one degree or another of automated driving technology in it. And it is remarkable from a technological point of view, but it's not infallible. And therein lies the rub. You know, machines make mistakes just like people make mistakes, but at least when you make a mistake, you've got the consolation of having made it yourself. With this automated technology, you might be killed by a computer, killed by a machine.
That's right.
And a lot
of
people,
blue screen of death becomes literal now.
Yeah, and there's that aspect of it, and the other aspect of it is that it's not being just put out there on the market to see whether people want this and whether they're willing to pay for it. It's being force-fed to us. It's being installed whether we like it or not in the vehicle.
Right.
There's no way to get away from it if you buy a 2020 model vehicle. They almost all have some degree or other of this automated driving technology in them now.
And these are experiments, let's understand, these are experiments that are being conducted on public highways. I am, whether or not I choose to get in one of those cars or not, I am participating in that experience and experiment, and so is my family. And so I'm at risk with that. The government that goes to all these extraordinary lengths and expenses and taxes, they say, for our safety, has absolutely no problem with this. That should give people a clue as to what is really behind it.
Well, it should. And it's not just your safety and the safety of your family. It's the safety of everybody in your vicinity, in your orbit.
Yes.
That could potentially be harmed by the technology. And again, we have examples, objective facts, that people have been harmed and killed by this technology. And the government is remarkably laissez-faire. I'll use that word. When it comes to this technology, oh, it's okay. It'll all sort itself out. Whereas, you know, with anything else, it becomes a hystericized congressional inquisition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just look at the emissions stuff that we began by talking about. You know, and the whole thing behind this is the idea that somehow, you know, computers or artificial intelligence are going to be so much wiser than we are. It reminds me of going back to when I was in college in the late 1970s. And there was this attitude floating around that if you had a computer printout, oh, you know, bow down and worship that. That was, you could go with that. That was solid. It was, it's like, wait a minute. Who wrote the program?
Yeah.
What was the model? You know, was there data valid or not? I mean, you know, but there was still this idea of legitimacy just because it was a computer printout. And now we have that same kind of worship of the god of the machine that is out there. And yet when we look at Tesla, who's been the poster child, for both of these technologies, electric vehicles as well as self-driving, we've got a Chinese ride-sharing company that has taken out an ad in Times Square complaining about Tesla, saying that they had 20% of their cars faulty, that Tesla took over a year and a half for some of these to be repaired, said it's cost them nearly $1 million. They are furious at what happened. So, I mean, you know, anybody that is developing technology can have problems with it, obviously, and yet we're not supposed to notice when it comes to electric vehicles or when it comes to self-driving cars.
Well, there's this interesting cognitive dissonance between a worshipful attitude toward technology that we have now and gadgets and a very juvenile understanding of the limitations of technology and a disinclination to ask questions about the technology, what it can and cannot do. It's viewed in an almost childlike way as this miraculous, infallible thing that's just going to solve every problem under the sun. And it's a very naive view.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I loved what you did. Let's see, this is back in March. I think we even mentioned this once. Stevie behind the wheel.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
a picture of Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we ought to put it up there as Evie Wonder because he's like so many cases of driving blind. Yeah, the Evie Wonder.
Well, you got to laugh. You know, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. You know, I've never seen anything like this. I never imagined anything like this would happen in my career as a car journalist. It's just something to behold.
Well, I guess what really bothers me, and I think it bothers you as well, is that we look at, as we pointed out, the snitch attitude, you know, big government, let's have more big government. Everything should be, you know, controlled by government, and it should be controlled by government at the top level. And that includes our corporations, and they should partner with the government, and we should give over everything to them for safety. And the passivity of people who just want to be taken care of. Yeah, that's the other part of this, you know, the becoming Eloy. You know, that's really where we are. You know, we want the Morlocks to take care of us, and let's just turn over our lives to these benevolent dictators that are going to run our lives, and we will help them to suppress anybody out there who's got some idea about individual liberty. We'll help to suppress that idea. That's the thing that really bothers me, what this society is becoming.
Me too, and I think you have to separate it out. I think a lot of it has to do with the millennial demographic in particular, and I'm not faulting them because they've been victimized too. They've been raised in an entirely different culture and environment than previous generations were raised in. And you and I have talked about this before, the helicopter parenting.
You know, last time we talked, you were saying these kids have grown up having to be confined in a car seat, you know, all the time. Now in Washington, they just passed a law saying you got to stay in a car seat till you're in middle school.
That's right. These are, you know, 13, 14-year-old kids are still in a child safety seat. And, you know, here's another interesting aspect of it, too. You know, you look around and you almost never see kids, young kids, 7, 8, 9 years old, out riding around by themselves in groups on their bicycles, as you and I did when we were kids.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, because they'd call CPS if you did that.
Yeah, so, you know, these kids, these millennials who've grown up in this entirely different and foreign and alien kind of environment are afraid of being independent. They don't know how to be independent. They are used to being told what to do by authority and taken from here to there.
Yeah. If you had the Little Rascals today, the episode would last about 2 minutes before the neighborhood snitches would call the cops and the cops would show up
and
shoot
no
all
joke.
Of them
that's
on sight.
True.
That's absolutely true. That is what would happen. Well, that's it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining us again. Eric Peters, epautos.com.
Thanks, you,
Eric.
David. Always enjoy it.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.